bring the word.
Thank you, Clive. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking a whole lot younger today. I love to hear small children explain something has been going on their whole life. All of 5 years. All right, you're about to receive your notes for the morning message. And in the notes that you receive, there's also two prophecies that were given to this house that are especially relevant to this time and season in our journey. And so I'd like you to take these prophecies, one on the front, one on the back. Take these home and meditate, pray, thank the Lord for the word of the Lord, and discuss it amongst your family. See how it applies personally to you, but work with the word. The Bible says that you wage a good warfare by prophecy. So one of the ways that you win in the battle of life is to receive a word from the Lord and to work with that word, mix it with faith, and it'll cause you to go to the other side. So if you'll take that, one of them was recent and the other one is some time back, but they are very, very relevant to this season of our church life. All right, before we get into the message today, I'd like to hear some testimonies. If you have a testimony and you don't normally give one, we'd like to hear from you today. Anybody have a testimony? God's healed you, gave you a new job, made your husband start treating you better, well, you know, any of these great miracles, you know. Yeah, yes, come. We'll have this one here, Jared. Works. Great.
Praise God. This was regarding a work. So we had a national conference at our workplace where everyone gathered. So they paid us up in terms of what we do. So everyone who did similar job title were all together so they could interact more. So I was speaking with my colleagues and I mentioned how many days I work. So I do 4 days every week. And my colleague does 5 days and 4 days, alternate 5 and 4 days. He said, oh, how come I do 4 days a week and he does 4 days, 5 days? Then he has to speak to head office. So in my mind, I said, oh, me and my big mouth, well, I shouldn't have said that. So he wrote to the head office and they said, yeah, they will consider his concern and see what they can do. So the next time I spoke to him, he said, yeah, they've agreed to give him 4 days. I said, oh, good for you. So later on, we met again. I said, oh, are you now 4 days? He said, you know, that they gave him 4 days, but it was pro rata so that his pay had to drop so that he has gone back to five. So I give God praise that I'm doing 4 days on full-time pay. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Last Sunday evening, after the service that we had here, I went to the Baptist church with the kids. I think they were invited to come along, so I went there. And then after that, Kimberly and I were on our way home. And we stopped to pick a little snack up. I stopped on a little road, which is on a main road. It's a slip road where you have a row of shops. And I always stop there. It's our local, and it's somewhere I stop normally. And I stopped at the cash point. You have a number of shops along there, but there are three shops that I was really sort of concerned about. There is a cash point, a bookies, and then this food shop. And I stopped sort of halfway between the cash point and the food shop, which I could have stopped anywhere along there. And I stopped, and as I stopped, I said to Kimberly, why have I stopped here? I would normally stop like 2 feet up in front of the food shop. Anyway, I stopped, I got out, went to the cash point, and then as I came out the cash point, I said to Kimberly, why don't you come in with me? And she was on her phone, so she was a bit reluctant, but she did. She came out. And we were in the shop, and all of a sudden we heard this almighty bang. It sounded like a gunshot. I don't know if you've ever heard a gunshot before, but it sounded like one of those. And I thought, gosh, what's happened? And we turned around, and as we turned around, we could see that the window, the glass of the window was broken, shattered. And I thought, wow, what's happened? And we ran out the shop. The owners of the shop ran out. We all ran out, and we could see a car wedged in. There's a barrier in between the main part of the road and the slip road. And there were some iron bars that sort of form a railing there. And the car had sort of been wedged in that. And what we heard was the bars flying all over the place. The bars had come loose, had flown into the shop window, broken the shop window. The fascia of the shop beside that had lettering at the top of the shop, all of those were knocked off. There was another shop further down the road. That window was shattered as well. So there was, and we came out, and this man was sort of, you know, he sort of, you know, just came out of his car looking quite stunned and shocked. But he wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt. His car was completely written off. He said that something hit him from behind and didn't stop. It just went and it sent him in the railings. What I wanted to share with you is the fact that my car was right where his car. His car would have, if it moved probably 2 feet more, it would have come right into my car where my car was parked. Also, on the other side of me is the shops where the broken window is, all the bars, everything had, they were all scattered around my car. Everything was just, it was just everywhere. And my car was not touched. My car was not a scrape, nothing at all had happened to my car while we were sitting, you know, the car's right in the middle of all of this mayhem and nothing at all happened. And we just, you know, we came out and we looked around, there were people looking and saying how lucky I was. I said, no, nothing about luck. There's no luck here. This is all God. You know, and I just wanted to share that with you. I'm sharing about the car. It's not only about the car. It's about God's grace on our own lives and the fact that he protects us. Yes. He protects us. I felt at the time when I came out and saw what had happened, I had a picture of God just wrapping his arms, just draping himself over the car. And I know that's all symbolic as far as I was concerned. It was how he draped himself, so he drapes himself over us and protects us from situations. So I just wanted to share that with you, just to, you know, just to basically say how good God is to us. Amen. And even when we're not even aware of what's going on, he is aware and he's in control of everything that goes on.
Amen. So, amen.
Cool. Okay. So this testimony goes back a little bit, and it kind of links to something that a word that was given to me. I believe it was about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I can't remember who gave it, but I think it was you, Pastor Rick. You said about before I started my job that God would place me in the education system for a reason, and that I would be seen as kind of like I'll be seen highly, more highly than I saw myself. If you guys get what I'm trying to say. When I first started my first year, it was quite hard, quite tricky. You kind of went through a transition period where I came across quite a lot of oppression a little bit. You wouldn't be able to tell by my face, but I went through a lot of stuff. Stuff that I knew was just from the enemy, 100% I knew. And I was pretty much ready to leave the profession. I started applying for other jobs as well. And I actually started applying for this position. And halfway through, the application was just long. And I just thought, you know, let me just leave this for a while. They emailed me saying, we really like you. We want you to come and work for us. Do you need any help or anything? But God kept me in my job for a reason, but I'll save that testimony for another day. So this year, my grandma went to be with the Lord, and it was a rough time for all of us. And the day I got back to school, literally, they said Ofsted are coming the next day. And those of you who know what Ofsted is, it's the most stressful day a school can ever have. Like, we've been preparing for Ofsted for, I think, 5 years. So literally, in that time, we've had a new head teacher as well. So it's always getting ready. So everyone's always on edge. So I get back on that day, and already my emotions are all over the place already, because I'm still kind of, you know, really hurt from what happened. And this is the day I got back. So I was like, oh, man. So I was just like, I remember I was just eating my lunch, and I didn't know what to do. So, like, literally my eyes started filling up with tears and stuff, because I was like, this is too much for me right now. So then I thought, okay, the only thing I can do now is to trust in God. And if you guys know about schools, they put a lot of pressure on you, a lot. Because basically, if you have Ofsted and your class isn't doing well, it can actually bring down the whole school's score, and that can be really bad. So I thought, yeah, okay. So I called my mum, and I said, Mum, Ofsted are coming. And she said, yeah, Charity and Alison. Again, I was like, no, I said, Ofsted are coming to me. And she said, yeah, Charity Alison, they're coming to Charity Alison school as well. Alison started the day before as well, and they both got Ofsted at the same time as me. Yeah.
Runs in the family.
Yeah, it runs in the family, yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, mate, I remember the day before, I was just, you know, planning, and I thought, let me just do this. I did a computing lesson with my little kids, and I took a risk, because no one wants to do that. They would rather do safe stuff. But I just thought, you know, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. So we'll do music production. The head came, and she told me, she said, look, I've told Austin Inspector about what's happened. We're going to let them not come to you for this. And I said, okay, that's great. So then I went, had my lesson in the morning, and as I'm in the computer room, I see the Ofsted inspector walk past, and he looks into the ICT room, and I'm kind of like thinking, I thought they said he wasn't coming to me. Like, what? I was like, what? Like, so then there's that awkward moment. I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, so then my deputy head moves him along. So then they move him to one of the year 6 classrooms. So then, as I'm doing the lesson, one of the kids was messing about a little bit with a computer. So I turned around, I said, what are you doing? And then I see a door open, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. It's fine. So then he came into my lesson, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's he coming in for? And then he's there looking around and looking mean and stuff, and he's looking at my lesson plan and everything. And he's asking kids questions and everything, asked me questions, and I explained. And yeah, he left. So kind of days later, I didn't know how it went. I thought it went okay. I was like, yeah, trusted in God, everything's fine. A few weeks later, they printed out the report, and they said, yeah, it was good. So they gave us the one that they gave to the parents, but I wasn't mentioned at all in it. And I thought, oh, he probably just overlooked my lesson. I thought, okay, that's fine. So I just said, okay, well, praise God, I guess. No news is good news, right? So my head teacher came up to me, and she was like, Jason. And I said, oh, what's up? She said, have you seen the report? And I said, yeah, I saw it. But I read it, it was good. Yeah, I didn't see my name in it. But he was like, no, have you seen the actual report that was the private one for the school? And I said, no. He said, you should read it. So as I was reading it, the Ofsted inspector said, he mentioned my name in the whole report, and I was one of the only teachers he mentioned in it. And he said I had an excellent lesson. And that was a very big thing, because, you know, to say that I have an excellent lesson when there are loads of teachers in my school who've been teaching for many, many, many years. But then God is the one who was with me and enabled me to do that. It was a testimony, because a lot of people were thinking, oh my gosh, wow, like, Jason, you got, oh my gosh, you got mentioned in the Ofsted report. He said my lesson was enrapturing. And I thought it was about when, like, you know, the rapture. I didn't really know. So I had to Google it, because I was like, rapture, what does that mean? Like, so I was like, whoa, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's right. He's not here anymore.
I don't get it. So yeah, but I just want to praise God for that, because through that as well, the school offered me a pay rise as well. And I've been given more, like, you know, so praise God.
Praise God. Monica.
I should have gone before Jason. Just a little bit, just the same as Jason. God has promoted me. I think some of you have known I've been very unhappy in my job, complained to Pastor Rick about it as well. Pastor Rick has said I had to bless the people in my job, and it was, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Until one of Pastor Rick's sermon, and I thought, you know, God, you've been telling me all this time, and I should be changing my mind. I should be blessing the people who are, you know, giving me aggro, making me miserable. And I started to bless them. And then they told me I was going to be made redundant. And I thought, God, what is going on? Long story short, I've been applying for lots of jobs, never got them. And I applied for one job that was way above the amount of money that I thought I was going to get, and way completely different to all of my experiences. And I thought, no, let me trust in God, because, again, the sermon about trusting and having faith. And at the same time, I was being made redundant, but I got the job. I didn't think I would, but God has blessed me and showed me that, you know, you have faith. Have faith. You know, mm-hmm. Do not let the devil tell you that you can't do anything. If God wants you in that place, you will definitely be there. And I started last week, and I'm really happy.
Praise God.
No more mornings.
Wonderful. One more, Brian.
How you doing, church? This is totally opposite subject, but it's all God's work. Me and Danny were somebody's 70th birthday on Friday. I've known this lady for quite a few years. In the summer, she had a hip problem. So I prayed for her there, and she had innocent results. But, you know, sometimes we never get to hear further down the line. But she spoke to me, and she said she went for a checkup last month, and they said, there's nothing wrong with your hip. It's all perfect. So praise God. But she said, but I can't do this. My arm, it won't go any further. It's in pain. Oh, well, Jesus can do that. So prayed for her. She's like that now. But other people saw it as well. So what were you doing? Oh, so I prayed for this woman who'd lost her father this year, and she felt a peace and a heat come upon her. So if we all have that in us. If we see people who are struggling, you know, just approach them as you can in general, and just not scaring them, saying, "Hey, you know, I'm one of the faith heroes." No, don't do that. Just approach people. If you're Irish or something, you know, because we talk to everyone, and and just lay your hands on them and you know how powerful the name Jesus is, so just go for it, church, you know. Amen. And you know, and if they want to know what happened, then just share who healed them. So just, you know, if they can use me, you can use you guys. So
amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Good.